Just before the start of school this fall, Bristol-based school kitchen manager Tanya Duby had a salad bar to fill and not enough funds to fill it.
It was called the Alaska Nutritional Foods in Schools program. And with the shortfall in the legislature, that program was cut.
Over the last 3 years, Duby used $27,000 from that program to buy Alaska-grown products, mostly center-of-plate items like Bristol Bay salmon and meat from the interior. That had freed up more of her regular budget to buy fresh produce for what she says was a very popular salad bar. But suddenly, the funds for Alaska-grown food were gone.
And so I was lamenting to a community member how that might impact the variety of fruits and vegetables that I was able to offer. And I really honestly didn't think too much about it. And then 2 weeks later, my superintendent, Bill Hill, told me that we received a donation from the church.
I think learning to eat right is also a part of a child's education.
BJ Hill, the woman behind the gift, volunteers as caretaker for St. Teresa's Catholic Church in Naknek.
Here this wonderful program was in place, and I don't know, I just started thinking, my husband was born and raised in Bush, Alaska, and it took me a long time to teach him how to eat a fresh salad. So I just thought, well, here they're trying to do it in school, and they're going to lose the funding.
Hill says she became determined to help keep the fruits and veggies program going. She started looking into the church coffers and brought her idea to the rest of the parishioners.
I must say that I did speak to the congregation about what I really wanted to do, and they backed me 100%. Nobody said nix.
Drawing from regular collections as well as earnings from the church's gaming permit, Hill came up with $10,000. She offered the amount to Superintendent Bill Hill, who she says accepted after confirming with lawyers that the donation was legal. For Hill, charitable giving is a natural reaction to the current belt tightening around the state.
Everything is just skyrocketing out here, and boy, I hate to see the population drop off because of that, and I hate to see the kids shortchanged.
Back in the school, Duby says the roughly 100 students are enjoying the salad bar's renewed bounty.
Strawberries and star fruit and avocados and all kinds of great things.
In September, Duby submitted a letter to Governor Walker asking him to put a version of the Nutritional Alaskan Foods in Schools program back in the state's 2017 budget. In Dillingham, I'm Hannah Colton.